We're at the annual meeting of AFAN, the Alliance for the Future of Agriculture in Nebraska, and WSA, We Support Agriculture. And one of the activities at the meeting here is going to be the recognition of the Leopold Conservation Award winner for 2018, the O'Rourke family from Chadron, Nebraska. And we're going to talk with Jim O'Rourke here. Jim, tell us about the farming ranching operation there.
We have a small acreage south of Chadron, and one of the things I like to concentrate on about the Leopold Award in our place is that we really represent the smaller acreages. You know, years ago in the Society for Range Management, we had a task force that we called Small Acreage Task Force. In those days, that was 5 acres. And we're worried about those people that had 5 acres and 40 horses. Today, a small acreage is a half a section, 2 sections. You know, we're talking 320 acres, 640, 1,300 acres. It's important, I think, that through this award, those kinds of acreages are being considered, because if you think about in your own local counties, how many of those sorts of operations exist? You know, those people acquire that land because they are interested in getting into the livestock business. They might be interested for hunting reasons or for some other recreational business, or just to own a part of the American West. And those acreages came from the breakup or selling off of larger ranches because in a lot of cases, the pressure of property taxes. And I think we all need to think about in our own counties, how many of those operations exist? There's a lot of them. You cumulatively add up all of those acreage. You're talking big acreages, equivalent to one too many large operations. So conservation on those lands is just as important, really, as it is on the larger acreages. Another thing that has really struck me as we've traveled the state this year with the Conservation Award is thinking about beginning farmers and ranchers. You know, those folks, if they haven't inherited land, if they've not married into it, are struggling to have a viable operation. And a lot of times those people are looking at leasing land, renting land. And I think the question we need to ask is there the same conservation ethic on a piece of rented ground as there is on a piece of ground that you own yourself? And I think the Leopold Award could go a long way, really, in encouraging that stewardship by recognizing and rewarding people for applying conservation on land that they don't own.
Those are good points. So on your place, talk about maybe one or two of the things that you're most proud of that you've done in conservation.
Well, our family's been involved in agriculture in Nebraska for 130 years, in western Nebraska. About 70 years ago, my father is trained in range management. My wife and I both are, with degrees in range management, which by the way, is offered at Chadron State College, which, by the way, is the largest program in the United States today. Now, let's see, where was I with that? the fact is, we were applying improved range management from degreed range management people 70 years ago. And about 30 years ago then, my wife and I came back to the operation and really ratcheted that up. So we've done very intensive grazing where there was 2 pastures 30 years ago, there's now 25 or so. So a very intensive rotation program, never staying in a pasture longer than ideally 10 to 14 days, not going back into that pasture again that season. We just don't think that in our rainfall that there's adequate regrowth for plants to recover. So a very intensive grazing program. But a lot of work in various ecosystems. We have creek bottoms, so we've done a lot of trying to expand the riparian area through tree plantings, careful grazing of those stream banks to enhance stream bank protection, clean water. The upper benches, a lot of the ground along the creek, of course, was plowed at one time. And so we put all of that back into permanent grass. And then the second benches, which were also plowed, were in dryland wheat mostly. Most recently, way back, it was potatoes and rye. But we put all of those back to permanent grass. And most of them are introduced, but incorporated into the intensive grazing program we have. We've also incorporated a recreation business using sheep wagons, traditional sheep wagons, that people can stay in and enjoy a stay in a sheep wagon. But one of the benefits of that is to be able to talk to them about good land stewardship, plant identification, plant growth, grazing management, grazing systems, those sorts of things. We also have a fair amount of ponderosa pine timber, which we had thinned prior to the 2012 wildfire. It helped, of course, so did the shift in the wind, but because of that, we probably only lost about half the trees, whereas the rest of the Pine Ridge, where that fire went through, is gone. There's not a tree left. So just a lot of natural resource things, and it's not all just range management. It's wildlife management, forest management, lots of different things we've tried to do.
Well, obviously, it sounds like, you know, this was something you were learned from a very young age from your parents, and you've carried it on, something you feel really strongly about.
You know, I do. My granddad, Frank O'Rourke, was a cowboy on the Spade Ranch back, I used to say, at the turn of the century, turn of two centuries ago now, early 1900s. So he was a cowboy in the central part of the Sandhills. And so I learned a lot about grazing and animals from him. He wasn't one who was really trained in range management, but he understood grazing. And then my dad was a degree holder in range management, worked for the U.S. Forest Service. So, you know, when it came for college time, you know, there wasn't much choice about what I was going to do. I knew that range management was the thing I wanted to study. And so, yeah, it's a long history. My wife is the same. She has a degree in range management, grew up on a place in central Utah and worked on a ranch there, and so she's worked with grazing all of her life. She worked for the U.S. Forest Service on the Pine Ridge District of the Nebraska National Forest.
And you even taught range management, right?
I did. Taught at Utah State for a number of years and then started the range management program at Chatham State College. And I came there in 88. The degree program started in 92. Our first graduate was in 93. And we now, there's 135 students in that program today. There were two faculty members when I got there in 88. There are four faculty members there now. There's a brand new building dedicated solely to range. So it's a great program. And the program is different in that it really caters to farm and ranch kids from not just Nebraska, Colorado, South Dakota, Wyoming, who are intending to go back to a ranch, which is a lot different than a lot of the other programs in the country that are catering to kids that want to go into federal employment or graduate school. That isn't our objective. Ours is getting kids back to the ranch. And there's, without schools like Chatham State College or Sul Ross in Texas or Chico State in California, there's just a lot of kids who would not go to college. Culture shock is coming to Lincoln or going to Laramie. We had a kid that went to Laramie one year. He grew up around Harrison, Nebraska. Straight A's out of Engineering College, University of Wyoming. He transferred to Chatham. Culture shock. Yeah. So there's just a lot of kids that if it weren't for those kind of schools, they wouldn't be going to college. And, you know, if they can get one range management course under their belt, It's one more they didn't have.